Yes, radio live from Berlin, and on the 2nd of March, Norway will be holding their national final for Eurovision 2019. 10 acts will be competing, and one of those acts is Kano with the song Spirit in the Sky. One of the members is Tom Hugo. We have Tom at the studio here today. Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Well, Tom, let me quote from your our official promotional info. Kano is a Norwegian semi-Finnish love child born in the summer 2018, which means like 9 months earlier, there must have been some intimate contact.
Well, no, that's
so, true. So, oh, kidding aside. So tell us, how did this come about?
Well, my husband and I, we started working on a song inspired by historical fights to be able to be yourself, the one that you're born as, or the one that you choose to live as. And because in Norway we have a story that isn't that so much talked about, is how the Sami people were treated in Norway. They weren't allowed to speak their language for a long time, and the culture was really looked down upon. And so for us it was natural to involve a Sami songwriter and artist. And we got the tip that there was a great rapper and joiker called Fred Bulju. So I got in touch with Fred, and we started to work on the song that, and together with a Finnish producer called Henrik Thale, and we had Spirit in the Sky. But we needed a great female singer in front, so we got in touch with Alexandra Rutan, also last year's Melodi Grand Prix contestant, because we think she's got the best voice in Norway, and she loved it. So there we were.
Cool. You mentioned the names already. There is Fred and Alexandra.
Yeah.
There are two more songwriters, I think, in the official credits. There are two more songwriters mentioned.
Yeah, there's actually three. It's Alexander Olsson, which is my husband. He's the lyricist. And Henrik Thale, which is a producer from Finland. And Rüdiger Schramm, a German producer and songwriter, he and I, we started on a song many years ago that the intro is inspired by. So it's a really team effort.
So how can we picture this? Is this one night you sat together writing the song? Or?
I would say a modern songwriting what do you call it? Like how we do it nowadays. Many of us are like, we had some ideas, me and Alex, and then we sent over to Fred, then he added something and then sent back to us, and then I made a demo and I sent over to Finland, and then so it's really a collaboration, and everything was online. So the first time actually we were all together in the studio was 3 days before the song had to be delivered to mastering.
It's quite popular to have these songwriting camps. Did you ever participate in any of these camps?
I've been in so many camps because I've been a professional songwriter the last 10 years, and been to camps in China, Korea, LA, and of course a lot of here in Europe as well. I like being on camps to be able to meet new people. I met Henrik in a camp. I met Rüdiger, one of the guys at a camp. So you meet a lot of people, and but of course, if you want to write something really special, I think you need more than just one day in order to make that happen.
Mm. So this was born as a Melody Grand Prix project? Or are you planning to work together?
Oh yes, we're a band now, and we have so many plans, because we didn't know how this would turn out, because as I said, we only met in studio in November and worked together. And we just clicked. It was so amazing to work with these two talented artists. And I like to be in bands. And now when we have a common goal and a common set of values. And so, yeah, we started writing new songs. We've been in the studio this weekend. And so this is just a start.
Mm. So in that respect, if you keep working together, I would have to cite again, because it sounds quite interesting. Kano is an art, they create Arctic pop bangers, mixing some joik, Nordic folk, and camp pop in a synth heavy sound.
Yeah.
So that's the idea.
That's the idea. Yeah, really make something that is pure pop, pure happiness, catchy melodies, but then also add the elements that make us special, and that is Fred's heritage as Sami and his culture, bring that into life. And also, both me and Alexandra, we really love to get inspired by old folk tunes or folk songs from Norway. But then again, we also like to be in a party where having a full-on synth-heavy sound and be able to dance. So that's our goal.
And we should mention that you're leading several polls. There are polls international on different sites, and I think you're leading some of them. How does that feel?
Well, it's the first time that I've ever been a favorite to anything. It's really good to see that. We're actually leading quite a lot ahead of the next one for all the betting services, and have most streams of all of them. So it's really good to see that it resonates with the audience, that what we like, that some other people also like. But for us, of course, everything comes down to the 2nd of March. We don't know anything after our performance. Hopefully, we can touch the Norwegian people and be so lucky that we can bring joik and some folky tunes and camp pop to Tel Aviv.
Mm. Well, the interesting thing in this Norwegian final is that there is another song, the song of entry of Merland. He has, for the first time, I think it's for him, the first time that he sings in Norwegian.
Yes.
He's also, one of the favorites this year. It might happen that you, and I think you always have this, there's first a silver final and then you have a gold duel. There are two songs in the final voting competing. So it might be Merland against Kano.
That would be so fun, because we are from the we are from almost the same city in Norway. We're it's 20 minutes apart, and I know Kjetil well. He's a great guy. We spent a lot of time last year. So if we're to lose for someone, it would be I definitely hope it's Merland. Of course, I hope we win, but it wouldn't be I love the song as well. It wouldn't be the worst thing.
It's in a way, it's a classic duel that we had this format in other countries as well. Or even last year, it was in the final duel. There was Alexander Rybak against Rebecca.
Yeah,
it was kind of similar. There's one up-tempo song and one ballad.
Yeah.
So it's always an interesting duel. And the interesting thing is that both songs have something, from the country's language. As Merland's song in Norwegian, and you have these joik parts
in Sami,
it, which is interesting. And I wonder, because we had only 2 years ago, we had one winner. After many, many years, we had a winner in Portuguese language, which is nowadays not so common. So I also wonder how inspiring is Eurovision for writing? You know what I mean?
Because I think it's very inspiring, because I think the good thing, what I now, before this entry, and also I was in Lisbon last year, and I definitely learned a lot of actually being to Eurovision, see what resonates in people in there. And I definitely think that a lot of the European audience want to have a touch of the culture of the country you're representing. Because if not, if it would be like 24 pop songs in English and all sound generic or what's on top of the list, why do we have Eurovision? I think the big idea of Eurovision being a place where cultures come together and you share the moment and actually bring something to the table. It's almost like being on a buffet or like in a big party, and everybody's told to, bring something that you like to cook. Bring something that represents you or represents your country. Mm. And I think that's something that was important for us. We want to bring something that represents Norway. And Norway has two nations. It's like Norwegian and Sami, but on one common soil. And we're actually bringing a bit of both. And Merland is bringing the language. So, I definitely think that, that for me, that makes a Eurovision song more interesting.
So we always have to speak about the performance because it's so crucial in Eurovision. What can you tell us about that?
We have two dancers that are really great. It's magical. That's the only thing I can say.
How about the costumes?
They're bold. They're maybe... there's definitely something else than what NRK thought about. And it was far away from what they guessed, but they're very happy about what our idea.
Okay, so Tom, thank you very much for this.
Thank you for having me.
And yeah, good luck. Best of luck for the competition.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.